Community housing has more than doubled in the last decade, rising 117% since the 2007 to 08 census, according to data from the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare. But Australia's current social housing system is still not meeting the needs of the 60,000 people on its waitlist, a list which can have a waiting time of up to 15 years. Anne-Marie Belbo is a mother and grandmother who is currently living in social housing.
I've been here 3 years now, and I think I waited about two to get it, which was pretty quick.
In the scheme of how long some people can wait, 2 years does seem quick. Yet Anne-Marie made the decision to accept a placement in an area she doesn't feel safe, as having her children living with her was the priority at the time. Now, due to safety concerns in her neighbourhood, she has been put on a priority transfer list.
Now, to move, it's chaos. It's going to be another 5 years, they said, at least. It's really disheartening as well when you're sort of in a situation where you can't be where you are, but you can't go anywhere else because you can't afford it.
Wendy Hayhurst, the CEO of Community Housing Industry Association, warns that while community housing has risen, social housing overall has not had the same increase.
The complicated thing is that some of that housing is owned by government, but they have contracted. They've entered into a contract with a community housing provider for them to do the landlord services. About 25% of what community housing has in terms of property is owned by it.
In Australia, social housing is made up of two key parts. These include public housing and community housing.
What is public and what is community housing is just a type of provider. So public housing is the state housing management service. So it's people who work for the New South Wales government, and that housing is owned and managed by them. So it's social housing, but it's a public landlord, if you like. Community housing is simply, again, the type of person or organisation that provides it. So community housing providers are not-for-profit organisations, so they're charities in a sense.
Social housing in Australia is not increasing at the rate it needs to in order to meet housing need.
Social housing in New South Wales is under 4.5%. In Victoria, it's 2.5%. And there's very little affordable housing. That's just a very small amount.
In a recent report titled Social and Affordable Housing Projections, Community Housing Industry Association predicts that in order to meet housing need, New South Wales alone should be reaching an annual target of just under 5,000 new dwellings per year over the next 10 years. For Australia-wide, they predict 500,000 new dwellings will be required by 2026.
That's what we're campaigning on and saying this is what we need to do. Of course, everyone says that's far too expensive, and then you say to them, but you build submarines, you invest in roads, light rail, stadiums, why can't you invest in housing?
Karen Walsh, CEO of Shelter New South Wales, believes that as a result of a homelessness crisis in New South Wales, the need for housing is on the increase.
The government needs to take this very seriously because the rate of homelessness across Australia has increased by about 14% in the past 5 years, 5 or 6 years. And for New South Wales, it's gone up by about 37% in 5 or 6 years.
In addition to this, the lack of affordable housing across Sydney has put many people into housing stress. Housing stress occurs when renters pay more than a third of their income in rent.
People are living in housing stress. People are having to make choices about paying their rent or buying food, paying their rent or paying for medical expenses.
She warns that people shouldn't be fooled by the mass developments seen around Sydney, as these aren't the kind of developments we need.
I think Sydney's a really good example. There's redevelopment happening, there's new flats, units, you know, new developments going up everywhere. So people may say, what's the problem? Because isn't there a lot of new housing being delivered? But the reality is that housing that is being delivered is not going to be targeting the people that need it most, that need to have affordable rental housing. So a lot of the units that are being built are for sale. They're going to private investors. They're going to people that have already got a home, that are going to buy a second home. And this whole, you know, development of new private dwellings for sale is actually been driving up the prices of properties, but also rents. So in the private rental market, a lot of those units that are being developed will be rented out to people that might otherwise live in social or affordable housing. But there isn't enough social and affordable housing, so people are compelled to live in housing that is absolutely unaffordable, so it's putting them into housing stress.
I asked Anne-Marie to describe the affordable housing situation in New South Wales.
It isn't affordable. There isn't such a thing as affordable housing.
So, how do we solve this?
It's very complex. I think anyone that says it's a simple solution, it's not a simple solution, but we do know from the evidence, you know, the work that our peak bodies and researchers and practitioners, all of the work that everybody has done over the years, we know what needs to be done, how much it's going to cost, what difference that will make to the system, and how to resolve housing stress and end homelessness.
Community Housing Industry Association has a suggestion.
So what we're saying to government in terms of what we think they should do, what we're saying is where they do have land, they could actually stimulate social affordable housing by saying this bit of this land will be used to build social affordable housing, because land is what is the really expensive thing in Sydney. Everyone's desperate to get hold of it, and that the value of it is probably more than 50% of the cost of constructing a new home. So I would say, why aren't you doing that? They have the money to do these things. It's the priority they attach to it.